This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to episode 9 of Preparing for Ramadan. Today we're going to be talking about Qiyamul Layl, or standing the night in prayer. You know, there's always been a strong connection between the month of Ramadan and Qiyamul Layl. For example, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, as is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That the one who stands in Ramadan, meaning stands in the night for prayer during the month of Ramadan, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, having firm, sincere faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the reward of that? Well, the Prophet ﷺ says, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, meaning their previous sins will all be forgiven. So for us, that's one of the goals of Ramadan, that we pray during the night as much as possible, hoping for that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising the people who make a habit out of praying the night prayer. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that these people, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ, that they would sleep but a little from the night. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and the time before the dawn, they spend that time seeking forgiveness, meaning seeking forgiveness from Allah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells us about these people, the companions of the Prophet. He said that not a single night would pass by except that they would take something from it, meaning they would pray something from the night prayer. In Surah As-Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises these people in a very beautiful way. Allah describes them as saying, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَلِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah tells us that their sides, they forsake their beds, they abandon, they leave their beds to call out, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope and fear, that perfect balance. And they spend from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And not a single soul knows what has been hidden from them from the comfort of their eyes, meaning from joy, as a reward from that which they used to do. In this beautiful ayah, we hear that these people who forsake their beds during the night, the reward that they have, no one knows what it is. A beautiful point to be mentioned here is that a lot of times when a person prays during the night, it's a secretive prayer. Most people don't know that this person is praying. Likewise, the reward is similar to that. The reward is so great that we can't even imagine how great this reward would be. Just like the prayer is hidden from most people, likewise, the reward is hidden as well. Also, another way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entices us to pray Qiyamul Layl is that Allah tells us that this reward is not known, it's hidden. And usually when things are hidden, they can tend to be even more enticing than something that is shown right to us. Also, we have the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where the Prophet ﷺ said that the best prayer after the mandatory prayers, meaning the five daily prayers, is the night prayer. Okay, hopefully all of that has motivated you to start praying the night prayer even before the month of Ramadan starts, to start preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan. But the question that tends to come up is, well, how do we pray the night prayer? How do we pray Qiyamul Layl? One of the easiest and simplest ways is how the Prophet described to us in the hadith mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, in which he said, Salatul Layli Mathna Mathna. He said the night prayer is two by two, meaning two rak'ahs and then two rak'ahs and then two rak'ahs. فَإِذَا خَشْيَ أَحْدُكُمُ الصُّبْحِ صَلَّى رَكْعَ وَاحِدًا. And if you fear that the dawn is approaching, meaning Fajr is about to come in, then the person prays one rak'ah. تُوْتِرُ لَهُ مَا قَدْ صَلَّى. That one rak'ah makes the number of rak'ahs prayed during the night an odd number of rak'ahs. So this is very simple. We pray two by two by two, until Fajr is about to approach or we're getting tired, then we finish it with one rak'ah, making it a witr or an odd number of rak'ahs that we have prayed during the night. As I said, this is something that we can start doing tonight, inshallah ta'ala, preparing for the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I'll see you all in the next video, inshallah ta'ala. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.